The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Yeah, there's always time for the weather to change and go, yeah, no, actually, we take that back. It is going to rain on Labor Day.
Yeah.
No. I've said this so many times, Aaron, that around here, people don't realize that it does typically stop raining on July 5th,
mm-hmm.
right after 4th holiday, and it's going to start raining again,
today.
The weekend before. Yeah. Yeah, Labor Day. So that way it's a wash on both holidays. But not this year. We had a beautiful 4th of July.
Yeah.
And now
mm-hmm.
we're going to have an even warmer, I think, Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk a little bit about this holiday because
sure.
it's kind of a fascinating holiday. So many places take it off. It's Mater Dei Radio will be mm-hmm. One of those. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time today talking about this holiday. And then we're going to talk about what we're going to eat on the holiday, because we would not be American if we didn't take a national holiday as an opportunity to overeat.
There you go.
All right. So the history of this day. Now, I found this article at parentmagazine.com, and they're talking a little bit about this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So the first holiday, the first Labor Day holiday, took place September 5th, 1882.
Okay.
A long time ago. And in fact, it was in New York City. So apparently those workers there were dissatisfied with their 16-hour work days and harsh working conditions. Laborers spent the unpaid day off protesting. So it actually started as a day of protest. 16-hour days.
Yeah.
That is a lot. I mean, we think, 8 hours. Oh, I do 10-hour days, right? Sometimes 16.
Yeah.
So Congress in 1894 passed an act officially making Labor Day a federal holiday and has been celebrated ever since. So since 1894, we have been celebrating this holiday. So I thought that was really very interesting. Why, though? Why do we have this Labor Day? And it has to do with that original protest that Labor Day celebrates the working class and honors all of their contributions that have helped our country grow. The holiday is celebrated as the unofficial last weekend of summer.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the unofficial last week of summer. School is back in session. If it didn't start this week, it definitely starts back on Tuesday.
Tuesday meant the rest of the
Tuesday.
Kids are back.
Right.
I know all of our Catholic schools in the Portland area look like they're going back on Tuesday.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Aaron, do you remember Mike Rowe, the show he used to do, Dirty Jobs? Well, it went off the air. It's back on. In fact, last night we were watching it. That's a show that celebrates that working class.
Absolutely.
For sure. And it started off when we were watching it. He was wound under an escalator.
Yeah.
Cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
That there was this group of men in, I think it was in a big mall area.
Yeah.
That they, their job is to ensure that those escalators are clean and are working. And it's a dirty job. And it's a tight fit. I'd get claustrophobic, but really, we need to honor those people that do these day-to-day jobs that make living in our country such a wonderful opportunity.
And that show's remarkable because it's they tend to be understaffed and actually pay quite well most of these trades. You know,
absolutely. And you think about your electrician, trade schools, plumber trade schools, mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many. And then just not to mention all the infrastructure, people that work for the cities.
Right.
I always pray and thank garbage, pickup delivery person. Look, they come every week, day in and day out, and they get all of our yuck and haul it away for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. Thank you so very much for that. So it's just a wonderful way to kind of remember those workers. So it's marked by this. So how many people? So looking at the United States, we're over, 300
and some odd million. I don't
remember
the number.
People.
Yeah.
How many people are in the U.S. workforce, do you think?
I'd say at least half of us.
Half. So half would be about
150 million or more. Maybe 200.
Yeah, that's actually a really good guess. They say it peaked February of 2020. Now, we've got to think about that was pandemic, too.
Sure, yeah.
164.6 million workers, right? And the term labor force includes anyone 16 years of age who is either employed or unemployed.
Right.
So basically, it's 16-year-olds. So that means my son, he is a year off. He better get himself a job for sure. So, and then, okay, so now we got into this conversation yesterday because you say after Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear white anymore, which is a weird thing. But in Texas, you all go a step further.
That's right.
And it has to do with your hat.
So not just Texas, but a lot of, so I grew up as a country boy, and you, Labor Day rolls around, and you put the straw hat away, and you get out your felt hat. Now, there's practical reasons for that. Also, not just fashionable reasons for that. A straw hat, when it starts raining, doesn't exactly protect you from the rain like a felt hat would. Also won't keep your head warm if it's cold out the way a felt hat will. So there's some practical reasons to it as well.
But so I thought that was interesting because we were talking about it yesterday.
It's a custom that goes back, I don't know how long, long before my grandparents' time.
My son-in-law is from, lived a portion of his time in Wyoming.
Okay.
And he says, yes, absolutely. After Labor Day, you stop wearing the straw hat and you go to a felt hat. Yeah. You might be sweating it out because it's still pretty hot, I think, this time of year.
In Texas, it's still, you still see it. It's not like people don't wear them, but it's kind of an understood old school tradition. Because, yeah, in Texas, it'll be hot till November and you might be a little sweaty under your felt hat.
But that's what you do.
But, yeah.
That's great. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, maybe wear one of those light-colored felt hats.
Yeah, you get a nice gray or a light brown. It doesn't have to be, you know, the... Yeah.
Black.
That's right.
Even those are the best-looking cowboy hats, I think.
They can be pretty sharp, yeah.
Well, as far as wearing white... Now, this according to the article, again, from parents.com.
Yeah.
They say that you constantly hear that you can't wear white after Labor Day. But where did it actually come from? Its origin may surprise you, they say. This fashion rule originated in the 1800s as a way to distinguish between social classes. They said wearing light colors was a sign of status, indicating that one was wealthy enough to take a vacation in the fall or winter and didn't have to worry about dirtying their white clothing in the workplace. So those who couldn't afford these luxuries didn't wear white after Labor Day, prompting the tradition that we so often hear.
And speaking of Labor Day, that's where the phrase blue collar jobs come from, because most of the time it's, you know, a blue collared or dark colored work shirt.
Oh, okay.
That's I did not know that part of it, but I did know the white shirt was the white collar was the office worker. The blue collar was the skilled laborer.
The skilled labor.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So. All right. So it sounds like a lot of people are going to also be eating this holiday weekend. I started yesterday. I'm not even going to wait for Labor Day.
There you go.
People started coming in, and that's what we do is we get together and have a few big meals. So I'm going to get something ready for the Traeger on Sunday.
Nice.
And then we'll probably just kind of keep on eating it on Labor Day. Now, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, 818 hot dogs are eaten every second from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
Right? So this amounts to 7 billion hot dogs eaten in just these 3 months. So we've got a little bit of ways to go, but Labor Day is actually said to be the third most popular day for grilling in the U.S.
Do they break that down by football games, baseball games, and backyard grilling? I'm just kidding. There's no way to know that.
But you know what is right dead in the middle of that is that Nathan's hot dog eating contest. They do a good amount of hot dog eating in that 4th of July contest. So
I can't get behind the eating contest because it's just, I want to enjoy my food and not.
Yeah, I'm make pretty a sure com- that that is,
out of it.
That is the exact definition of gluttony, is overeating like that. I think that that is a problem, but I think, I don't know, if it's in a competition, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eating that many hot dogs throughout the
year.
You have
to phone a Dominican on that one.
We just got, just about a minute left. Aaron, if you're putting something on your grill this weekend, what is like your favorite thing to do on the grill?
Oh, just a steak.
Oh.
Classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
And you know the wonderful thing about steaks? You don't have to put a lot on them. The flavors of the steak. A little bit of oil, some salt and pepper on the top to kind of hold it together. A pat of butter on the end to finish it.
There you go.
You're good to go. So there you go. We hope you enjoy a beautiful Labor Day weekend, and we hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.